Dear listeners, warm greetings to a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know, given via Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. This great revelation by Christ goes way beyond the contents of known tradition. Christ himself explains in the prophetic word, corrects and deepens the passed down words in the Gospel of Jesus, and gives us human beings a total view into what was, into what is, and into what will be. Today we will be reading from chapter 60. Christ reveals what I, as Jesus of Nazareth, said to the Pharisees and scribes and their adherents, still holds true today. Just as they have accused me, Christ, in Jesus of Nazareth, of being satanic, and persecuted and ridiculed me, so will the theologians and so-called Bible experts and their adherents treat my own today. Many church authorities, and also some of the worldly authorities, are today's scribes and Pharisees again. Since they consider their dogmas and their canons as the basis for being Christian, they do not understand what true Christianity means. Many representatives of the ecclesiastic and worldly authorities pursue politics and use the word Christian for unchristian purposes. They use my name to do honor to their name. They talk to the people about the gospel of love, but very few of them live accordingly. They issue several laws which are against the divine law, thus trampling underfoot the most holy, the law of love and of life. They allow animals to be killed, they eat a lot of meat and drink strong drinks. Many of them are responsible, along with others, for the violation, the exploitation and poisoning of the earth, and many who call themselves Christian arm themselves for purposes of war.
Christ, the Son of God, the co-regent of the Kingdom of God, continues to reveal. So-called Christians, who are blindly loyal to their authorities, receive training in the use of weapons of war in order to kill men when the call to war sounds out. Blind to the eternal truth, they act like slaves and do what they are commanded. Dazed and intoxicated by their base ego, many violate the great earth man, the earth, and interfere in its lawful processes. Thus, they disturb and destroy the atmosphere and the magnetic fields of the earth. All of this are satanic excesses. The base ego of men who consider themselves Christian. Still today, the ecclesiastic authorities sit in the places of honor, at feasts as well as in their churches, and let their faithful address them by honorary titles. Even during the present time, they still continue to honor a man with the title Holy Father, even though, as Jesus of Nazareth, I taught there is only one Holy Father. He is the Father in heaven, the Father, Mother, God of all beings and men. They also honor their saints, even though I taught that there are no saints, only blessed beings who live in God. On earth, there is the Father in the flesh. the male as the begetting principle. The man who begets a child gives the seed for the earthly body of an incarnating soul. In the flesh, he then calls himself father, just as the female, who receives the seed of the man for the developing physical shell and bears the child under her heart and gives birth, calls herself mother in the flesh.
Christ gives us further explanations. The earth is the place of expiation for the souls in an earthly body. At this time now, many of the hypocrites from back then are again in a shell of flesh, in order to continue their intrigues against me, the Christ, by again persecuting those people who strive to let the truth become manifest. My words still hold true today. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you too. Driven by ambition, power, and vain illusion, these souls go into earthly bodies again and again, in order to begin where they left off when earthly death seized them. This will continue until incarnations are no longer possible for such base souls, or until the ambitious and power-hungry souls bow in order to become the least among their brothers and sisters in the time remaining for incarnation. For the one who exalts himself has to come to his senses by way of humiliation. And so, in many cases, they are again and again the same hypocrites as in my time when I walked on earth as Christ in Jesus. The same and similar crimes take place again and again, yet with other arguments and methods, according to the changing times. However, the purpose is the same. Eliminate all those who let the eternal truth become manifest and who actualize a true Christian life. Recognize that those who actualize true Christianity are the greatest danger to the demons. For this reason, the Satan of the senses has wrapped himself in the guise of Christianity to instigate great confusion, so that not everyone will recognize right away what is truly Christian. For the true Christian life is the life according to the laws of God, which I taught and lived as Jesus of Nazareth.
We continue reading in the great revelation of Christ. This is my word. Christ speaks. At all times, many righteous prophets and righteous men and women had to suffer in a similar way as I, Jesus, the one who not only preaches the gospel of love and of life, but also practices it and gives an understanding of the law of love and of life to many out of his own actualization, that is, who shows them the path to me, the Christ of God, in their inner being, so that they can follow me, is a danger to those who have only draped themselves in the guise of being Christian. Because the woman in the earthly garment, the co-bearer of divine wisdom of whom I have already told you, is again bringing to mankind the eternal laws and the path into the eternal law. Like me and many prophets, she has to bear scorn, ridicule, contempt, and slander. Despite everything, the eternal truth will gain acceptance, and Christ, linked with the divine wisdom, will emerge victorious. The one who wants to recognize the ravenous wolves in sheep's clothing of the so-called Christians should examine the ecclesiastic authorities and their adherents. Among them are also many rulers of this world who use my name as a means to an end. Are these ecclesiastic and worldly office-bearers followers of the Nazarene? Does the teaching of the church authorities bring people health and happiness? Is the Mother Earth healthy? And does the atmosphere of the earth offer protection to the earth and the people? Who are those who approve of killing? Look for the wolves in the sheep's clothing of the sham Christians. Then you will find the Antichrist who comes towards you with my name, Christ, and deceives you and leads you astray. Since my time as Jesus of Nazareth until today, it is always the same hypocrites, just in other earthly bodies, who have given themselves over to the demonic power and to the Satan of the senses to tempt the people with the guise of Christianity. The one who gives himself over to the darkness also serves the darkness. It will send its own into the world again and again to deceive people and lead them astray.
Christ reveals, as a flock, many peoples have followed human shepherds and were led by them into chaos. But even in the chaos, there is hope for the good, for the new era, the era of Christ. I am the hope. I am the truth and the life. In spirit, I am very close to my own and prepare my coming through them. This led and leads to battle. For the one does not give up easily, who for centuries had put on and still wears the guise of Christianity in order to seduce still many with it. I, Christ, am the life. I do not destroy. I explain, so that those who see the serpent recognize it and crush its head. In this way, I expose the hypocrites and, at the same time, give them the opportunity to bow their head and become the least among their brothers and sisters. Recognize that I am victorious through people who are with me and prepare the new era. Equipped with my strength, they are still fighting against their own faults and weaknesses, and at the same time, with the power of love, against the hypocrites in Christian guise. The battle in and with me is a righteous battle. I, Christ, go before those who strive to do the will of the Father. The earth will become cleansed and more light-filled because I come, the Christ of God. Dear listeners, with this we come to the end of our reading for today from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus. The Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Given through Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. We wish you all the best. Greetings in God and goodbye.